Morning, everybody. Welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. I'm here to talk about Lake Placid, a giant monster movie from 1999 that concerns a giant crocodile. Now, I'm going to give you real quick the good, the bad, and the downright campy as I saw it, of course. I want to let you know I'm a big fan of this movie. I saw it a lot when I was a kid for some reason, probably around 10 years old. I don't know. But I hadn't seen it since then. I learned that Lake Placid is a franchise now. There are several made-for-TV movies that don't look very good, but hey, I would still love to watch them. But this first one clearly set a tone, and yeah. So with the good, it's that tone. It really blends humor and action and horror really well with the set pieces and the visuals. The croc itself is achieved with a lot of practical effects, which are great. It's that late 90s where practical effects blended with the CGI are generally very good. The cast, I think, however, is the strongest suit of this movie. Brendan Gleeson is in it. He's hilarious. Bill Pullman is in it. He's actually not the best part. He just plays Bill Pullman. And Bridget Fonda plays a really nice part as the female on the team, the paleontologist. Now, we're going to transition into the bad here, because Bridget Fonda is really good, actually, with what she's been given. But the biggest downfall of this movie is how dated it treats its several female characters. You have Bridget Fonda, you have Betty White, who's fantastic. She plays a kooky old woman. And you have one other female who plays a sheriff's deputy, and she's only there to really just have sex with one of the men. So, like, there's not a lot of in-depth female character development, especially with Bridget Fonda. The screenwriters, it's almost as if they didn't know which direction to take the character. Is she a diva who doesn't like camping in the woods and is afraid of mosquitoes? Or is she the badass paleontologist who's like stitching up wounds and like on the case? Her character will go from one to the other, from one scene to the next, and it's very jarring. And it's not that a character can't have qualities of both, but it would be much, much stronger if you just choose one to stick with and just go from there. But the movie doesn't commit in that way to her character, and it's actually quite disappointing. I think in today's world, there might be more thought given to like her strengths and just what she her character brings to the table. So now with the downright campy is Betty White. She's phenomenal. She swears like a parrot, and she feeds animals to alligators, so crocs. It's a good time. So all in all, you know, Lake Placid has a lot of things going for it. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good action, some good thrills. But because of some dated characters, and there are some other weak links in the script too that I'm not gonna get to right now. I'm not gonna call it a true classic, but still great. And if you got an hour and 25 minutes to kill, go for it. Yeah, good time. All right, thanks everybody. Next week, we're gonna talk about Anaconda. Buy a shirt if you want to. And you can check out Letterboxd if you have an account there. Follow Camp Kaiju. Lots of other movies I'm talking about over there. So, hey, see you later. Have a good week.